from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Airstrikes on rebel-held areas of Syria's second city of Aleppo and a town to its west killed at least 19 people Tuesday, according to emergency workers. The strikes came after rebel shelling killed at least 19 civilians in the government-held districts of Aleppo on Monday. 14 civilians were killed in the strikes on the rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo City, according to the civil defense, known as the White Helmets. Five of their own rescue workers were killed when their headquarters in the town of Al-Altarib was hit by an airstrike. It was not immediately clear whether that airstrike was carried out by the Syrian Air Force or its Russian ally. Tens of thousands of protesters took over part of central Baghdad Tuesday to demand a parliamentary vote on a cabinet reshuffle aimed at fighting corruption amid divisions between lawmakers that have brought the government to a standstill. Most of the demonstrators were at the gates of the heavily fortified green zone that houses parliament and foreign embassies and were supporters of the powerful Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He has pressured the prime minister to follow through on a months-old reform proposals. The largely peaceful gathering was the biggest in the capital in weeks. An Afghan Taliban delegation has arrived in Pakistan to meet officials in a bid to restart a stuttering peace process with Kabul, according to Afghan officials and Taliban leaders Tuesday. However, it's unclear who the delegation was meeting. Meanwhile, there was no immediate confirmation from authorities in Pakistan, but it comes just a week after a massive bomb in Kabul killed 64. VOA News. The German airline Lufthansa has canceled 895 flights scheduled for Wednesday from six airports in Germany. It comes as government workers call short-term strikes in the run-up to wage discussions later this week. The airline said Tuesday that its hubs in Munich and Frankfurt would see the most disruption. Public sector workers doing ground handling and security checks were expected to walk off the job. Lufthansa urged passengers to check their flight status on LH.com. Strikes are taking place Tuesday at places like kindergartens and swimming pools. Garbage pickup and street cleaning in Munich were also affected. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the brutal murder of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam admitted on Twitter that it killed Zahaz Manan and Tanai Mamdar Monday because they were pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. The pair were at Manan's home when five attackers arrived disguised as couriers and pounced the two with machetes. Both Manan and Mamdar died at the scene. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster when an explosion at a power plant near the Ukrainian town contaminated a wide area and sent radiation clouds across the globe. At least 31 people died immediately, but an estimated thousands have succumbed to cancer and other illnesses in the ensuing decades. That's former plant employee Ludmila Kamkina. She said at the time she did not think the catastrophe would change their lives forever. She describes it as a silent nuclear war. Meanwhile, the site is still being decommissioned. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed and blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. The ruling was a result of new inquests into the disaster at the 1989 FA Cup semifinal between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest after the original verdict of accidental death was overturned in 2012. Japanese automaker Mitsubishi Motor says the company has been using an improper method to determine the fuel efficiency of a vehicle for 25 years. Tuesday's admissions by the company's president follows last week's revelation that Mitsubishi had falsified fuel efficiency data. In U.S. presidential politics, voters in five states will choose more delegates pledged to candidates seeking the White House in both the Republican and Democratic parties. In contest Tuesday, delegates at stake at Pennsylvania, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maryland. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.